This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Mark with you.
And Vincent.
That's right. Ian is, he's at some kind of board meeting or something. It makes it sound a lot more important than it is, by the way. But I'm sure he'll show up at some point or another. And, I kind of like the fact that he's gone because then I can pick the stories I want. I've got this one, Vincent, from CNN.com.
Oh, most trusted name in news. Excellent choice, Mark.
I know how you feel, buddy. Apparently, there's been a poll taken, and they wanted to know what makes America America. So what makes a real American? So they're trying to answer the real Scotsman fallacy. And I suppose what better way to do it than, the logical fallacy of argumentum ad populum? Right? Why not ask everybody?
Well, the American tradition of democracy, right? Of voting for something to make it so.
It doesn't seem to be exactly that, no. The Constitution is mentioned. So let's go on here. CNN, the trait most important to being a real American, they do put it in quotation marks at least, is to believe in treating people equally. According to a Grinnell College poll released on Monday, offered as traits, 90% of respondents said treating people equally is very important. And I think equality under the law is a great trait. I think we should go for that. And I like that Americans are down with that one. There's some things about equality under the law that don't exactly jibe with me, but nonetheless. Let's go here. Followed by taking personal responsibility for one's actions. I love that one. 88% said that this was very important. I'm sure a bunch of people in government assistance answered this poll as taking responsibility for your actions is important.
Well, I was wondering about the methodology of it. It's from some college I never heard of. Does it say how they did it? Like, was it online? Was it among students? Or how did, what's like the sample size?
Usually these things are done via telephone. And that's all I got for you.
Which plenty of young people have. Landlines, of course.
Well, yeah, you're not getting a lot of young people. But do you really want ask young people about responsibility, Vincent?
Well, do you really want a bunch of old curmudgeons being asked about what makes an American American?
Yeah. Apparently I do, because I read the story. So, yes, maybe.
Well.
Going on here, number three is accepting people of different racial backgrounds. And that seems fine. It's the melting pot theory.
Well, acceptance, right? You don't have to give them anything. You just got to accept it.
Right. There's acceptance. There's also the ongoing battle between the melting pot and what's
salad.
Being called multiculturalism.
Oh.
Right?
I was always taught it was called a salad, and, it's like the melting pot is like the soup where everything's put together compared to multiculturalism, which they didn't call it that. It's like a salad where, you get to distinguish and identify each thing, but they're all together.
Yeah, I'm sure that works out well. And supporting the Constitution was at 80%. So 80% of Americans who probably don't know what the Constitution says. Like, you couldn't ask them questions about the Constitution and get answers out of them, but nonetheless... 80% of them think that supporting the U.S. Constitution is part of being a real American. And I guess that makes sense, right?
I mean, the law of the land.
If you want to be a real – well, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying if you want to be a real American, there's the Constitution. It's what makes America, America. Least important traits were being Christian. So 55% said this was not important. Having been born in America – 49% said that was not important. And having lived in America most of one's life, 45%. So I'm not sure what any of those things necessarily mean as being an American, but there you go. Republicans and Democrats have different views on what makes a real American, however. The top three traits for Republicans include taking responsibilities for one's actions. This is 94%. There you go. Republicans like responsibility. Except what it has to do with their foreign policy.
Or fiscal
spend. They hate that.
Well, even fiscal spending, too, right? Like Paul Ryan got in on the Tea Party ticket, and yet he's consistently voted to expand the debt ceiling, continue with all the spending.
I remember, I think it was Tom DeLay in the Bush administration. During the Bush administration, it was 6 years of a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Republican in the White House. They had all the time to do anything they wanted to do. And he said that we have cut government to the bone. This was after the Clinton administration, when government was bigger than the Clinton administration, right? They had grown the size of things like the Department of Homeland Security, all kinds of stuff. And this is it. This is as small as government gets, people, which is the same size or larger than it was under Bill Clinton, whom we said was this spendthrift making a big mess of things, even though Republicans were in charge most of Clinton's administration. Whatever. Whatever. We don't have to make sense. It's those guys over there are bad. So, yeah. And supporting the U.S. Constitution, 93% said that made a real American, treating people equally. Again, Republicans like that. They like equal treatment. Democrats agreed in seeing equal treatment and personal responsibility as very important traits, but included accepting people of different racial backgrounds in their top three. 88 said that that was very important. 88%, excuse me. And I suppose that, we don't know where it showed up for the Republicans on this list, but the biggest difference between the parties among them were those who rate speaking English as an important part of being an American. 62% of Republicans believe that speaking English was important, whereas 29% of Americans and 44% of independents. So what do you think about this? This is something that divides people. As a Francophone yourself.
It's useful, I'd say. I don't think it's like integral to being an American, whatever that means, but certainly useful if you live among Americans or live in the United States. When I say Americans, I mean citizens of the United States, right? You know, there's Americans all over the continent.
Yeah, I'd say that, it does make it difficult. I'm not saying I wouldn't accept somebody as an American who doesn't speak English, but, you know, you're asking me what a real American is? Well, I don't know. I mean, there's one state constitution written in Spanish. That's New Mexico's. There's certainly French speakers in Louisiana, Maine. There's quite the two populations there.
It's because of the Cajun population that Theodore Roosevelt made like public schooling mandatory, right? That's when they had like truancy officers and stuff, because too many immigrants, both German and the French Acadians, were just like speaking in their own language.
Yeah, and then you think about all the native languages that are around, including Hawaiian and the
Iroquois. Haudenosaunee is the nation group. Iroquois is the language name. Algonquian.
Do many of those get spoken these days? I mean, I would think in the United States. I'm just thinking that they pretty much got eradicated. The East Coast Indians almost entirely were just eradicated.
Well, that's a big misconception. Like, a lot of them did die because of warfare and disease, but also many migrated to different parts or were adopted by different tribes. I mean, up in Canada, they have large populations of Iroquois or Haudenosaunee who used to live in the States, but then after the revolution, they moved up there. So there's still plenty around. They're just not as visible because they're, vulnerable populations.
Despite the belief that treating people equally makes a real American, most Americans think there's a lot of discrimination against certain groups. 58% said that Muslims experience a lot of discrimination, followed by LGBT, that's 52, African Americans, 52. The least likely groups to experience discrimination, according to the poll, were white men. 45% virtually no discrimination, atheists 37%, Christians 35%. So, apparently atheists are fine, even though atheists do consider themselves to be some of the most discriminated people. Two-thirds of Americans said that it's not okay to express feelings of hate in a public manner, including through social media. So that's two-thirds, 66%, while the other quarter said it's okay to do so. There's about 12% of people in there that just don't know what the heck they mean.
Well, and also it doesn't give parameters of what they mean by okay. When they say it's okay, does it mean like legally okay or okay in terms of like societal shunning?
Right. I think that it's I guess real American doesn't really necessarily touch on legal, but yeah.
In terms of what's expected, it should like behavioral.
It should be legal for people to say what they want. They just have to face the ramifications of what they say. They're responsible for their actions, as everybody said that they should be in this poll. What do you think? What do you think it takes to be a real American? The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's already in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd. While supplies last, visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
On what makes a person a real American, or really anything else. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We allow you to call in and talk freely live on the air. That's Well, that's why we named it that many long years ago. And I want to tell you, before we get to the phones, and we've got quite a few calls on, and I'll get to them. But before we do, I want to tell you about hope.freetalklive.com. Hope.freetalklive.com is a project where I'm working with a couple of ministers in Uganda to bring an orphanage that we help build, the audience here, help build in Kigoma, Jinja, Uganda. And we're going to get them a piece of land so that they can do some farming. They've got labor in the form of orphans, so seems like they need food. Seems like farming is a solution for them, and I think it's a good choice. If you go to hope.freetalklive.com, you can see more written there and donate in a whole variety of ways. It's hope.freetalklive.com. I want to thank the people who've donated up to this point. We've had we've been inundated, lots of funds coming in, and we still have a ways to go. hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kevin calling in from Virginia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what I'm going to talk about has nothing to do with what you guys were talking about. It has to do with essentially college kids and centralization of the state. Now, today, I had a presentation in one of my classes, and 99% of the kids, it was a class on the European Union, and 99% of these kids were all in favor of centralizing the European Union. There was a student who gave a presentation on Catalonia, and if you guys remember, about like a year ago, Catalonia wanted to secede
from
Spain. Unfortunately, that didn't work out, but again, the rationale was that, hey, you know, this is bad, not only for Spain, but for the EU. And
it's so awesome that a bunch of American kids in Virginia have an opinion.
Really think that you need a centralized government to do everything for you. My presentation was anti-EU. I kind of made my argument based off Jefferson's compact theory. And it's true regarding the EU. The EU was created by a whole bunch of European states saying, well, you know, here's my sovereignty, and I'm going to create this EU. And a lot of kids labeled me an extremist, some radical. And I think it just shows you the miseducation, really, in history, given that the United States is a compact of states.
It's a federal government, just like the European Federation is, the same way. It doesn't surprise me in the least if you take a bunch of kids who've been educated by government bureaucrats and put them in classrooms full of more government bureaucrats in an area that has, you know, frankly, gone liberal. Now, you know, they'll have you believe that going liberal means going intelligent, too, and that's why universities and liberalism go together. I don't know. I mean, I think that there's some great arguments from the conservative side, and that stuff just doesn't get heard. Those professors, they get run out by their peers. Their peers do run each of the separate colleges in many cases, and they can't get heard. I've talked to several professors that feel exactly this way, that they just don't have a voice, and it's because, well, college isn't the place for them anymore. And honestly, I wonder whether college is the place for anybody. What are you going to study there, Kevin?
I'm studying economics. And, of course, you know, I don't really practice, you know, the Keynesian interpretation. I abide by the Austrian school. I am a hardcore Rothbardian. But, you know, in the real world, they don't take Austrians seriously. So, you know, maybe getting a degree in this Keynesian nonsense will allow me to get a job as a wealth manager, but implement or practice Austrian economics.
And it's, so you're very just for a piece of paper, then.
That's SMER.
The magic piece of paper that guarantees you a job, or so I've been told.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it is today, but it's really sad how they really miseducate a lot of young kids, and they turn out to be idiots, essentially.
What about the George Mason University? I mean, I hear their economics program's rather Austrian.
I was actually planning to get my master's over there. A lot of great guys teach there, like Larry White, Walter Williams, and they are Austrian and public choice friendly. Again, I think public choice comes from James Buchanan. But it's not Keynesianism. GMU is Austrian, but they're not Rothbardian per se, but they are Austrian friendly.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it, Kevin. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord lines. Now listen to how good the quality of this phone call is. Christian Anarchist,
hey,
you there?
Guys. Yeah. I hope it's good. I'm on the road, so it might not be as good as usual. But anyway, I have a math problem for everybody.
Okay.
And I didn't necessarily time this to show up on the day when you were in the seat, but it does have to do with global warming. Now, all anybody needs to do is they need to know, like, seventh grade math. And the only reason they need seventh grade is because it works better if you use scientific notation because the numbers are so huge.
I get my pen out.
Okay, but now I cheated and I put all the numbers in a spreadsheet and let the spreadsheet come up with the answer. So that's okay. Also an option if somebody knows, you know, people out there that know how to use spreadsheet.
All right.
So here's the problem, and then I'll give you the answer. How much CO2 will you put into the atmosphere if you burn up all of the known reserves in a second? Now, what you have
oil
to
reserves?
Do is you got
fossil fuel reserves.
All fossil fuel reserves. Reserves.
Wow.
So here's
okay.
How the problem works. You have to go online and find out how much coal there is, how much oil there is, how much natural gas.
You'll pardon me if I don't do this math problem with you.
Okay, well, you can do it later. This is your homework assignment.
Right. At least the schools give you the values. You don't have to look them up yourself.
Yeah. Well, I got all the values on Wikipedia. So
all right, go ahead and tell me. You got about a minute here.
Okay, so you take your different numbers of all those things. Then you look up how much carbon dioxide is put out per unit for each of those fuels, and then you multiply the known reserves by the unit of carbon dioxide. And then you come up with a known number of how much carbon dioxide you're going to put out with that particular fuel. Add all those together, then you go find the mass of the atmosphere. And that's available as well online. You take the mass of the atmosphere, and then you have to find out the mass of CO2, and you divide the mass of CO2 into the mass of the atmosphere. You get how much increase in atmosphere you will get if you burn up all of the
fossil
fuels. About 1-2%. That's it. That's all you're going to get.
I thought carbon dioxide was a lot smaller than that. Thank you for the math, and we'll talk about it here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is among those paying respects to the late President George H.W. Bush. Dole was helped out of his wheelchair so he could stand and salute Bush's flag-draped casket. George H.W. Bush's Vice President Dan Quayle talks about this moment on Fox News.
Yeah, I served with Bob Dole in the Senate. He's a good friend. I saw Elizabeth yesterday, his wife, and I asked how the leader, I always still call him the leader, I said, how's the leader doing? She says, he's doing fine. He's going to come tomorrow to pay his respect, and he'll be at the National Cathedral on Wednesday.
On Tuesday, the Dow lost nearly 800 points to close the day at 25,027. The S&P was also down, as was the NASDAQ. A Pew Research Center study shows that nearly half of Americans prefer to watch the news, while a third would rather read it. 45% of Americans say they prefer to get their news from television. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-84M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live Tuesday night edition. You're welcome to call in. We're talking about what makes a person a real American. And, well, you know, obviously it's a silly statement to begin with, but it's kind of interesting as to what people think it means. And is Mark with you?
And Vincent.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. And everybody loves a choo-choo train, but they've outlived their usefulness, buoyed by our nostalgia, and propelled by tax dollars. In his new work, Romance of the Rails, Why the Passenger Trains We Love Are Not the Transportation We Need, historian Randall O'Toole, and he's a trained historian, he covers the illustrious history of the locomotive and unwinds our fond memories from fantasy. Published by the Cato Institute, Romance of the Rails is the perfect gift for those that love trains. Romance of the Rails, you can get it by Randall O'Toole at Amazon and all major booksellers. And I spoke to him on, I think it was last Tuesday's show, and it's a great interview. Knows exactly what he's talking about, and he handled my questions with aplomb, so I tend to believe him. Let's go to Reb calling in from Florida. Reb, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Hi, can you hear me?
I gotcha.
Hi, okay, yes, yeah, you told me to call back last night, so I'm calling back. Instead of beating the dead feminist horse even further, real quick to the Americanism thing, I find that Americanism is kind of an oxymoron and a joke to an extent, because even though the country was founded on some arguably, quote, good ideas, depending on our value system, and for you libertarians, the more, you know, individualistic freedom, it was also founded as, you know, a treasonous enterprise, breaking away from the British Empire, slave owners, and so forth. So, not to go SJW, but my real concern with this real quick, and I know I have a limited amount of time, and I'll watch my mouth since I know you're actually on the air, I'm no longer identifying as a libertarian because I think it's BS in the sense that I think you guys have a lot of good ideas. But the problem with unchecked things like democracy and individualism is it doesn't account for group measures, like mass group measures, and especially when lower IQ different populations, you know, not everybody, of course, but be they from the Middle East or from Latin America or Africa or whatever, start to flood and destroy a society. I'm not 1488, but I did come here and find out about you guys from Cantwell and some people like that. And as much as I hate to say it, I am starting to identify with more of those ideas. So what is your gentleman's view on that?
So first off, one can be libertarian and still believe in borders for whatever reason. There are things people call out there that call themselves bordertarians. And, yeah, I think that's fine if that's what you want to do. To me, what makes a libertarian isn't so much a belief in human freedom, although that's certainly wrapped up in it. It's more the belief that people should be able to form groups and rule themselves without a monopoly forcing them to behave in a particular fashion. So if, for whatever reason, I don't know what 1488 means, but if ever, whatever reason, the Bordertarians all want to get together, and they're like, we're making this spot here, and right here, and this piece of land, nobody's allowed to come in except for the ones we say are allowed to come in, right? And
yeah,
fine. Who cares? I mean, that's to me, that's a completely fair statement. What I have a problem with when it comes to the United States government and its border control policy is that they demand money from everybody for an inefficient and expensive apparatus to prevent immigration, and then have the expectation that I pay for it and somehow be pleased. You know, I'm not. I would rather see a larger amount of labor move into the country. And, you know, you want to make some criteria for that? Fine. Let's talk about the criteria. But, you know, I don't think, and I'm sure you don't either, Reb, that this is the most efficient or even nearly the most efficient way to run a border. Right.
Right. Well, I appreciate you saying that. And I know there are Bordertarians and there are more like right leaning anarchists or minarchists, which is where more I would fit in personally. And then you even have like anarcho communists that call themselves libertarians. And I know. But the point is, real quick, like, yes, a 1488 refers to like white power, white pride, or white nationalism.
Okay.
And again, I don't consider myself one of those guys, but I do identify with some of their ideas, whether I like it or not, because one big reason, by the way, and I've heard this from people even in your local area and stuff like that, and
I'm not responsible for any other human being in Keene, and you're not responsible, and thus you are not responsible for anybody in Florida, and you better thank your lucky stars.
No, you're right. I know. Yeah, we have some not very efficient or bright things down here as well. But what I've been hearing is, since you guys are just such a hub of libertarianism, and again, Cantwell's like a perfect example of this, is that some of these people who were very hardcore libertarians get squeezed out by like the social justice warrior radical leftism, and there are those that feel that this is making it almost impossible for you guys to really kind of become more cohesive as a party. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't think there's a party. There is no party.
I think he means like movement.
Yeah, as a movement.
Yeah, movement.
Yeah, I tend to think that there isn't a movement. It's the movement of individualists are acting like individuals, and it makes some of the individualists unhappy that the other individuals aren't acting like they want them to. You know, that's that. I only encourage people to move to New Hampshire who want to move to New Hampshire. I am not one of these people that's out there, you know, banging the drum and saying, you got to move here, you got to move here. If you don't love liberty, if you don't move here. If you want to live around libertarians, and Christopher Cantwell takes his time to hang out with libertarians all the time, so you know, he must want that, and so many do, that then New Hampshire's probably the best place in the world for that. However, and also you can argue the minutia if that's what you want to do, because they're happy to do that. They're not called debatitarians for nothing. And there's no homogeny. There's no social justice warrior. Any of that crap. That's nonsense. That's people acting like they're victims of whatever. I mean, you know, Vincent, you and I don't feel the same thing about anything. Am I oppressing you?
Well, no, I'm. What do you mean by there's no social justice? Like, there's a few people who are, at least in New Hampshire, who claim to be part of the so-called liberty movement who subscribe to those beliefs.
Do you in any way feel like they're forcing their opinion on you?
I mean, no, by all means.
They're just more people with more opinions.
Well, I wouldn't say more. It's just for louder and more obnoxious, and some of her opinions are so grotesque and disgusting,
they get louder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Right. I think it's important for me to not lump, like, some of you guys in with what we normally think as of, like, just, you know, SJW, rad progressive leftist, so I get that. But I just, but the last thing, and thank you so much, and I actually am going to start listening to you guys' programs, at least here and there. I think it's a good counterbalance to, like, the radical right stuff I listen to. But real quick, so individualism is great, guys, and I still value individualistic freedoms and all that, too, but I just can't quite call myself a libertarian anymore because, again, I understand but certain individualists don't get along with other individualists. That's fine. What happens when, through the means of the state or not, again, certain populations that see themselves as collectives, whether it's through immigration, whether it's through whatever, like your one co-host becomes a radical communist and decides you guys as individuals are less than his cause. You see how it breaks down, why libertarianism ends up being BS for me? I don't want it to be.
Well,
but that's
the problem
is that
the concept of the state, appreciate it, Reb, the concept of the state exists. And if people can get the state, bend the state to their will, then they will, absolutely, be forcing their opinion on others. If they don't use the state, they're just going to get shot. I mean, you know, that's what force is when they attempt to do this thing or that thing. So, you know, that's the problem is the state. And the problem is that the United States federal government is big and wants to be bigger. If it was smaller communities of people who tended to feel more similarly, then you'd probably have, people significantly happier, and we wouldn't be complaining about the size of the government if it was, you know, a bunch of little communities working together as opposed to one big one where everybody has to do the same thing. But I appreciate the call, Reb. The number?
Thank you.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Russ Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Russ engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Russ Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Russ's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Tuesday edition. Mark with you.
And Vincent. Talking about Alex Jones, or I had to channel it.
We were talking about Alex Jones in the break there. You're a listener, right?
No, not anymore. Well, I only ironically listen now.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, it means like I'm not taking it seriously. I need something in the background, right? Like, you know, my dad would listen to Rush and like.
At archives.freetalklive.com, you can get 15 years worth of archives of Free Talk Live to listen to.
I already have enough of, 3 hours every Tuesday. I don't think I could take much more during the week.
There you go. See, apparently you're not just listening ironically, whatever the heck that means. I'm going to go to the phones here, though. I got Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's about the funeral of President George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
Okay, and here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
I'll bet you can't get this question wrong. Okay. Did they park the casket for it to lie in state? Which part of the city of Washington did they park the casket in? In northeast or northwest or southeast or southwest Washington?
Why the hell would I know that?
Take a guess.
Northwest.
Correct. See, you can't get it wrong. I was there on April 3rd, 1998, and I stopped for a moment on that very spot, as a tour guided tour was going through. And when the man stopped and said, did anyone have any questions? And nobody did. So then I spoke up and said, yes, I've got a question here. This is the city of Washington, D.C., but which quadrant of the city is this? Am I in northeast or northwest or southeast or southwest? And he said, is this a trick question? And I said, yes, it is. See, it's kind of like that spot out west where the state lines cross each other, except that these lines on the map don't mean much to bureaucrats. That's the spot, the center of the rotunda floor where they parked the casket.
I see.
The spot where all four quadrants of the city of Washington converge on each other. And so it's kind of like if you're at the South Pole, every direction is north.
It's north.
So yes,
right.
That's the spot where all four quadrants of the city of Washington converge, is right there where they parked that casket. Okay?
Yes.
You know.
Now, Herbert Walker Bush, it's, I mean, yeah, apparently the post office isn't going to deliver mail tomorrow.
Well,
remember, they're not a government agency.
Well, who would want to pick up or deliver her mail? Everyone's going to be in mourning.
That's right. It's a day of mourning.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a beloved president.
Or celebrating.
Well, some maybe.
Good riddance to him.
Thanks for the call, Tom. The number, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Matthew. Calling in from, I don't know, looks like Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Metairie, Louisiana, to be precise. Good evening, right, gentlemen. I was listening to Morning Glory this morning. And
what is
I
that?
Listening, it's a Catholic radio show.
All right.
On, and they were celebrating Tumblr being pressured to remove pornography from their platform. I don't even know what the heck Tumblr is. You hear about it here and there, but...
It's where the gay kids do their social media stuff.
It's
I think.
Instagram for freaks.
I thought that was Grindr, but nonetheless, they were celebrating this, and I was thinking to myself, "Oh, don't celebrate this, because if these people get censored off of Tumblr, we could be next."
Well, it's a personal choice. I think I don't know if there's a petition or something, but it's not like I don't believe the state is coming in very.
Oh yeah, they're getting pressured.
Oh, by the state?
Yeah,
really?
Severe pressure. I can't remember what organization is going after them. But
Apple was pressuring them.
Apple, that's right. So it's that Apple has pulled their app, Tumblr's app, off of the App Store, which is effectively the government as far as. Apps go. And they had to decide, do we want people to be able to post their, fantasy drawings, or do we want to be on Apple? And the answer is, they want to be on Apple. And I don't have a solution for it. I'm neither celebrating nor, mourning, because it's mostly this. I guess we're there. We Tumblr has reached the end of where I care, what I care about. Like, there they are. Outside of my care sphere.
Yeah, and at some point, according to Stexenhammer, Tumblr will go the way of MySpace, which... Have you talked about MySpace lately?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I always wonder. Every once in a while, I'll pop over there to see what's going on at MySpace. But, I think it's changed hands three times since I had an account there. I don't know what's going to happen with Tumblr. I wouldn't make a prediction as to what's going to happen, but they were basically shoved into it. Thanks for the call, Matthew.
You're welcome. Ciao.
855-450-3733.
I wouldn't say they were shoved into it. I mean, they had a choice, right? You know, they could they could just not be on the App Store. Like, I don't know anyone who... I know, of a few people I knew who used Tumblr, I never heard any of them mention using the app. It was always just on their desktop.
Okay. I don't know. They could have put an app on their website and driven people to the Tumblr website to get the app. That much is true. I suspect they looked at their analytics and said to themselves... Yeah, this would be suicide to do otherwise, but I don't know. It's not an area I've spent much time. Everything I've done, mostly what I know about Tumblr is reading people's complaints about how weird Tumblr is.
Yeah, it's full of degenerate discussing pornography, like even worse than Pornhub.
What?
Well, because like Pornhub is videos and stuff, right? But on Tumblr, it's like people could on Tumblr, people could like write stories with images or draw their own things, and it's like some could be pretty gross,
yucky, weird stuff.
Similar like DeviantArt, and I think DeviantArt, it's if it's for artistic types, it's mainly for drawing and photography. But I wonder if they'd be threatened by Apple too, because I think DeviantArt also has an app.
They're probably having to deal with that too. Let's go back to the story from CNN on what makes a real American, according to this poll that came out here. Two-thirds of Americans said that it's not okay to express feelings of hate in a public manner, including through social media, while the other quarter said that it's okay to do so. There aren't large partisan divides in this issue, but young people were much more likely to feel it's acceptable to express public hate publicly. Now, this is the opposite of what I have heard up to this point, that it is older people that are bastions of the free speech, and that it's younger people that are a bunch of socialists go to college and they hate it.
I think there's a portion who reject the, like, what's the word, like the safe space mentality, and
yeah.
Like they've had all this political correctness crammed down their throats so that it's become sort of the ultimate taboo, sort of like the counterculture to be incredibly offensive and say all sorts of abhorrent things.
Yeah, you would think most of the people that are acting like trolls on the internet are probably, just guessing here, not a bunch of 60-year-old men. So perhaps that's the case. I mean, the whole safe space mentality does seem ridiculous to me. I don't feel like we're making a generation of leaders by giving them a room full of coloring books and Legos to pass their time so they can't hear things that upset them at college. Do they have one at this college you go to?
Vincent? Well, I've never been in the room, but sometimes I'd be in like these places at like a counseling center, and I look and there is Play-Doh. So they have, like, play. They have a little Japanese garden thing. Like, it's like sand and different things. There's a tiny rake. I don't know. I think it's a Zen garden.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I don't know what it's about, but it's this tiny little cool garden. There, so they have those things.
What it's about is spending $35 on a little garden that somebody's gotten. They're gorgeous, but, I mean, you got to know how to take care of them to keep them well-groomed and all those things. I think it's funny that colleges have these things. And I wonder what it's like for the college professors. I mean, you're in a sphere where you've got to tell people, all right, well, we're going to read this piece of literature. And trigger warning, there's, I don't know, sex that may not be as consensual as you might like today. We read last night, we were talking about Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh,
yeah. The song from the 40s. And it just baffles me that these young feminists on their way to college, the think tank, listening to hardcore rap about murdering people and women being hoes and stuff like that, are somehow offended by a 70-year-old Christmas song that it seems like the guy might be being too pushy by their standards. I mean, cereal? Serial SJW? I mean, like, that's just nuts. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, or it's like them complaining that the Adventures of Tom Sawyer or Huckleberry Finn has the N-word in it when, it's like it's never, or at least, the book is, I guess, an anti-racist book people would describe.
Yeah. But all you have to do is read the book.
And, like, so, one librarian I knew from my public school days, she took a Sharpie and covered the N-word and it's covered with black. So it's like it still has the same meaning, black, right? But, like,
now it's covered with, it's safe now. It's sanitized. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.